And whenever you're ready, just take a deep breath in. And if you'd like, just close your eyes. I know we don't want to miss a second of the sunshine, being from the Northwest and all. But it'll be here. Take another deep breath in. Relax your eyelids even more. Remembering just a few moments ago, right before you entered into this beautiful church we call our own, imagine that there's a great big vase out there, empty, your favorite color. And into that vase, just allow all your cares and fears and worries to fill it up, going from you to the vase. And you can do this every morning or every evening if you'd like. Just allowing God to take all of your fears and cares and problems. And going inside now, now that you have room inside, in touch with that still small voice, the voice of Spirit, the only voice in there that doesn't call you names, the essence of the presence within you. And you may see it as a light in your chest or in your head. Or you may feel it as a tingling or a vibration or a warmth. However you perceive the essence of the presence in you is correct. And now just magnify it. Whatever that means to you. Allow it to grow bigger or stronger or brighter. Until it's even larger than your body. And imagine that it creates maybe a halo around you, or a lightness, or a light bubble. And now imagine that you can magnetize this light bubble with your thoughts. You have a magnetic energy field around you that attracts to you what you dwell on. And so you are very careful and cautious to dwell on the positive, on the good, on your blessings. And you attract to you all the good in the universe. Just take a moment now and magnetize your energy field with more and more and more blessings. And as you put it out into the universe, like a circle, it comes back to you manyfold. What you put out comes back. You are an irresistible magnet for all of the blessings in the universe. And so it is.
Mmm. My love is the ocean, and I a restless view. I've often held the notion that I and thou were two. But if my lens is broken, then what am I to do? But leave the shore behind and rise upon the waves anew. Leave myself behind and rise upon these wings to you. Ooh. I number waves and sand in grains, stars in bowl of sky, but I can't count or measure what I feel for you inside. Numbers grow in links and chains that circle what they hide. But who can chain the ocean? Who can hold on to the tide? My love is the ocean, I a wave against the sky. I would not surrender, but these waters are so high, I know I'll be swept under, washed upon the sky, washed upon the sky. My story has no ending. My sky is filled with rain, and I have stopped pretending and hiding from the pain. My circle knows no sundering. Unbroken is the chain. But in your eyes, like ocean pools, I count not loss nor gain. In your love, the ocean moves to take me home again.
Morning. So this Yaya is sitting in church. Yaya is Greek for grandma. She's sitting in her Greek church with her worry beads, the ancient color of the Washington Huskies. And she's praying, and it's like a weekday because it doesn't matter. She goes every day. You know, these yayas. Everybody have a yaya, kind of like a grandmother, very religious. So she's sitting there praying, and a maintenance man is up in the loft, where the choir loft, and he thinks he's going to have a little fun. So he says, Garafaya, which is her name. Garafaya, this is your Lord and Savior, Jesus. And she goes, give the hand, the Greek hand. She keeps praying. He's kind of puzzled. I said, let me try it again. Garafaya, I'm here. Your Lord and Savior, your Savior, Jesus Christ. She goes, Afisemi, which is Greek for leave me alone. So he thinks, that's pretty odd. So he says, Garafaya, I'm here to answer all your wishes. So he's a little confused whether he's Jesus Christ or a genie out of a bottle. She says, leave me alone. I'm talking to your mother. So you have to be very clear on your praying. Good morning. I'm Katie Evans. We're going to talk about the circle of life today. Has anybody ever had the feeling the circle of life is kind of this great big hamster wheel? And I'm running. And when I decide that I am in charge of my life, that's what happens. And when I decide that maybe somebody else can do it a little bit better, then the hamster wheel turns into this glorious circle of life. I'm going to tell you some stories that kind of illustrate the circle of life, to me anyway, and where I first started getting in touch with it. Seasons. Every year there's the same seasons. So that's kind of a circle. Every week, same days. That's a circle. Every month, you know, payday, and that's a circle. In 2012, I got tired of the circles. I said, I need a change. I'm bored with these circles. Everything always happens the same. It's the same weeks, the same days, the same seasons, the same holidays. I'm bored with it. I think I'll move, thinking that's going to change something. So I did. I packed up my car and my dog, and I moved to Annapolis, Maryland. Can't get much farther away than that. And you know what I discovered? Wherever you go, there you are. And the same seasons, except hotter and more clearly defined. But one of the glories that I discovered living in Annapolis, Maryland, was you could go through all the same circles in life with a blue sky every day. So all of a sudden, I had this renewed energy about the circles. I did something different, and I got this glorious energy. And what I learned was that the energy of spirit, the circles of spirit, are always swirling around us. I went to Greece and Paris last fall. On Halloween, I swam in the Mediterranean. Woohoo! It was cold, yeah. I didn't care. I was there. I was going to swim in the Mediterranean. And I had a meditation. I went with a meditation group I belonged to, and I had a meditation in Arhanas, Crete, which is where my family came from. And I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden I get this huge sense of swirling energy around me. And I really got in touch with the circles of life and the circles of spirit and how it always circles around. And it's right now we're sitting in the middle of this swirling energy that we just don't perceive yet. But I'm going to hopefully show you how to do that in a few minutes. And the next day I went to a shop and I found this bracelet. And I don't know if you can see it, but it's circles swirling around. And I said, well, that will always keep me in touch with the Spirit of God, the circle of life, how it goes around and comes around. And as I got a sense of this energy swirling around me, and today I invited some family members to join me, and I realized that they are the energy of God swirling around me as well. I have a niece, daughter of one sister, a great niece, granddaughter of another sister, great-great nieces, great-great-great, am I right, nieces, and Agapimu, a great-great-great nephew, our baby. And they're the energy. There's nothing directly linear, but they're all around me. So our blessings are all around us all the time. We just need to be in the middle of the energy at any given time and feel it and allow it and tap into it and, dare I say, use it. Because as we did in the meditation where we created a magnetic field around us, it's already there. And the way we tap into it is with our thoughts. Now, we all know this stuff, right? But I want to give you some actual exercises so that you can actually do it. Back in the 90s, when I first got into, well, I got into Unity in the 80s, when my husband died and I went to look for him and I found you. I thought that was a pretty good deal. Wasn't what I expected, right? So in the 90s, I decided to, you know, experiment with a lot of other new age stuff, old age stuff. So I decided I wanted to try going out of body. Anybody ever gone out of body on purpose? Good. So what happens? I read a book. Monroe, I think, was the author. He's written several books on how to go out of body. So he says, you lift up. You lift up. So I practiced lifting out of my body. Practice. Didn't happen. And then one night, right after I went to sleep, I felt a thump right here. And a friend of mine described it as a trailer unhitching. I felt this thump, and I felt myself rolling out. I didn't rise. I rolled out. And I knew I was rolling out because there was a bookshelf right there, and I didn't hit it. I knew it was spirit. So all of a sudden, I'm flying. And what I brought back from that experience is so priceless to me. I remember being, I like to call it 30,000 feet, and I saw a building over there. And I thought, I wonder, and before I finished the thought, I was there. That is how fast we can manifest. Before I finished the thought, I was there. Spirit knows your thoughts before you think them. And you can use that energy. Now, here on this planet, we're a little dense, we're a little heavy. We got, you know, gravity. But when you lighten your being, it doesn't mean you have to go out of your body. It means lighten up. I used to have a company called Lighten Up. It's a great company. So you lighten your being to be more in tune with spirit, the energy that's always swirling around you. Let's just close our eyes for a minute and kind of get in touch with that energy around you, swirling around you. Now, there is no there or here. There is no us or them or him or it. We're all one. So we're like, it's like we're in the ocean. And we can breathe. And we are part of the ocean. And feel the currents swirling around you. And know that you can project your desires onto those currents, and they go out and they come back to you. This energy goes out from you and comes back to you. It's a circle, the circle of life. It goes out with your wishes and comes back to you, made manifest. Goes out and comes back, swirling around. Millions and billions and trillions of currents swirling around you, all waiting for you to make known your desires into that energy, imprinting that energy. You know, they say you can open your eyes if you'd like, or you can stay in that energy if you'd like. And this, the Bible is full of the circle of life. What you reap is what you've sown. Or what you sow is what you reap. And karma, what goes around comes around. It can go like this, or it can go like this, or it can do all of it. Circles of life. Crop circles. Oh, wait, that's another story. So what you put out, you get back. And it doesn't always go like this. You put it out here and it comes back over here. Right? I had a friend one time, so funny, bought a lottery ticket every week and did not understand why he didn't win. You know what his thinking was? I'm a nice guy. I should win. I said, well, first of all, you're not that nice. There may be other people much more deserving. And second of all, it doesn't have anything to do with it. You bought a ticket, you helped kids get a better education because that's what they told us the money was going for back then. I choose to believe it. So you put that out there. It was a good thing you did. Now, you may, you know, he was a cop. Maybe you didn't get shot today. That's a pretty good, you know, repayment. But it doesn't necessarily go out and come back in the same way. I read a story when the lottery first started. Yes, I remember those days. Back in the 80s. I read a story about a woman. This probably happened like 10 years after it started. She had a prayer garden. She was a devout Catholic young woman. Not, you know, maybe in her 30s. She had a prayer garden. And what she did was she cut up every number of the lottery. And she scattered it throughout the prayer garden. And on Saturday morning, she would go pick up her 6 numbers. And she would go play them. And she would not replace the numbers. If she didn't win, she threw the numbers away because they were not the right numbers. So after 3 times doing this, so 36 out of the however many, 80 numbers were gone. The 4th time she did it, she went out and picked the winning numbers. Now that woman knew how to manifest. Her belief was so strong and so powerful, and it was in her prayer garden with a lot of huge energy around it, and she threw away the numbers because they weren't the right ones. What kind of faith is that? I mean, it's not like, you know, your kid's dying or something, but that's pretty cool. It's not a huge deal, but it was pretty fun. So what you give out comes back to you manyfold. They teach us in the Bible, manyfold, tenfold. So I'm going to talk right now about a subject people usually don't want to hear about. So I will couch it in sweet terms. All the better to swallow. I took a 4 T's class one time. Who knows about 4 T's classes? Good. Time, talent, treasure, and... oh, yeah, that one, tithing. Now, before I go on, I must mention Kevin is going to be having a 4 T's class in the fall, maybe. I'm the first to sign up. Because when I took this 4 T's class, it was free, but you agreed to tithe 10% of your income every week to the class, to the church. It was Unity Downtown Seattle. I went, yeah, I'll sign that. Edwin Gaines, anybody ever heard of Edwin Gaines? Unity minister. She says, I got most of my metaphysical training on my Baptist granddaddy's knee in Mentone, Alabama, I'm thinking, or Arkansas, one of the A's. And she says, my granddaddy used to say, Edwin, if you got to eat a frog, best not to look at it too long before you eat it. And if you got to eat a lot of frogs, best to eat the big one first. I thought that was hilarious, and I didn't really understand it until I took this 4 T's class, because the first week of the class, according to my commitment that I would tithe 10%, my tithe check had to be $820. My 10%, $820. Because I had made $8,200 that week. But I was, I don't know. That's a lot of money to give away. So I didn't look at that frog too long before I ate it and I wrote the check. And it just kept going. And it just kept going. So, I'm first in line to take your class because it can always be better. So what I ask you to do today, your lesson for today, is the circle of life. When you give, so shall you receive at least tenfold. Anybody want an $8,000 week? And here's the deal. Here's what stops it. You go, oh, I could never. Okay. Your subconscious mind fills in with this too. Because if I'm giving away $800, my subconscious mind goes, well, I guess we have it. I guess there's more coming. I guess it's okay. I guess we're rich. I guess. So you give it away, and the subconscious mind knows it's coming back. It knows there's more. It knows there's unlimited supply. Besides spirit knowing, my brain knows it too. And it only knows it when I prove it. And I prove it by doing it. Does that make sense? Okay. So what I'm going to ask you to do is take a little step out there and think about committing to tithing to this church that brings you, as Edwin Gaines says, you tithe where you get your spiritual food. So if you get your spiritual food here, that's where the money goes. I remember one time I wasn't going to church, and I said, I was listening to Wayne Dyer as I ran. And I thought, this is so cool. I love Wayne Dyer. I'm going to tithe to Wayne Dyer because I get my spiritual food to Wayne from Wayne Dyer at that point in time. So I tithed a month, you know, and it was several hundred dollars. And he wrote back, and he says, a lot of people do that, and I give it to the Hunger Project. And, oh, by the way, here's all my books autographed. How cool was that? What blessings. Because it went forward, helping the poor and the hungry, as we are commissioned to do. And it came back to me, too. And those books are worth a lot of money. But they're mine. Everything we have is a gift from God. What we do when we give back to Spirit is acknowledge it, thank God for it, and say, keep it coming. I'm paying attention to giving God what's God's and getting back more. Not because I'm a nice guy, like that cop said, but because I want to play in the circle. I tithe to be part of the circle. Does that make sense? Because you can sit here and not be part of the circle, and the circle's going to be swirling, and you're not going to have any idea about it. It's kind of like you're pay to play, only in a good way. You don't have to, but watch what happens when you do. If you want miracles in your life, as we sang about earlier, watch what happens when you do, when you participate in the circle of life. Watch the blessings that get poured onto you. Now, if you can't do it yet, and I know when I, years ago, before I got it, before that $800 check happened, I would say, oh, that's just their way of trying to get more money. They got a lot of money already. They got money from here and they got money from there. That's not the issue. The issue is I'm giving back to God for the sunshine, for the water, for the air, for the trees. It's kind of like your dues. And you do it with an open heart, with a grateful heart. Not with the expectation of you're going to get back, but you do get it back. Multifold. So if you're not ready to do 10% yet, do a little more and watch what happens. Try it. You don't have to jump into the deep end of the ocean right now. Just stick your toe in a little bit more and see what happens. But you got to pay attention because you're going to give a little bit more today and you're going to get some blessings and you're going to go, what a coincidence! If you still think there are coincidences, you're not paying attention. And whenever you have a blessing in your life, you say, thank you. So you get more and more and more and keep the circle going. Isn't that right, my love? The circle of life. What did they say? Pay your money, see the show. The old carnival stuff. You pay your money, see your show. You don't have to, but the show might just get a lot better when you do. Thank you.